Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We've heard this song so freaking long.
Can we?
Oh boy! Now it's Bob wanting to change the music.
See, yeah, both of us.
So
even Bob.
I have submitted, because we received some music from some people.
Yeah.
I have submitted some of the music that I've received. We just got to make sure it's into the software, because I don't know if I can just play it off my computer or not, if that would be allowed.
Can we do some Bruno Mars?
Right.
Ooh.
But the thing was, we were supposed to check on that 4 months ago limits.
I did check on it, and I'm waiting for approval.
That is an absolute sign of early onset Malzy disease. He checked on it 4 months ago and is waiting for approval, Bob.
How long does an approval take?
Perhaps he could have called back and tried to expedite the so-called approval. I feel horrible when he has a relapse, don't you?
Yeah. We need to call the doctor.
And now he's talking to somebody back there. All right, the schedule. It's out. Listen, this is a giant deal every year when this happens. And I can't stand it when people are like, oh, why even talk about the schedule now? Why make predictions now? Why do this now? Why do that now? Because we spend 800 days a year and 27 hours a day talking about the Steelers. These are their actual games, Bob, and there's only 17 of them. So I'm going to talk about all of them in great detail today. We all are. Limit says treats left and right regarding these games, the series history between the Steelers and some of these teams. And I'm going to kick it off with a couple questions, a six-pack of questions, if you will, for you and Limits regarding the Steelers' schedule. Thank you, Limits, for kicking that off the
You're
way
welcome.
You did. All right. A league official tells CBS Sports that the league doesn't know if Aaron Rodgers is coming to the Steelers. Doesn't know. Bob, I happen to think that the schedule reflects that, unless you can convince me otherwise.
Are you talking about having just four primetime games?
Yes. Mike North, the NFL's vice president of broadcast planning, told CBS, who was the writer? Jonathan Jones. Very good at what he does. So he basically told him, listen, if we knew that Aaron was going there, for example, the Jets opener would have been a primetime game. So, yes, I think that's an example right there. Plus, they only have four primetime games. Obviously, that could change. I get it. But I just think there are little clues starting with the opener. Mm-hmm. I honestly believe the league was not positive that Rodgers is coming here and that the schedule reflects that. Do you agree?
I agree. And that's the first thing I saw. I was very interested in finding out the primetime games. And when I saw four, they normally have five, sometimes more. It depends. Now, as you said, things can be flexed. They can change.
Sure.
But the first game, 1 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon, which could be Aaron Rodgers' first step back into MetLife Stadium, going against a guy the Steelers made an offer to, but not good enough, and he chose to leave them head-to-head.
Yeah.
That to me, and I knew that they had a good shot of being the opener, but I thought it would be, you know, a primetime kind of game right off the bat. They have how many on Monday night openers? They have two of them now, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I thought that would be an indication that the league knew that something was going on. But, you know, it's a 1 o'clock kickoff, and I'm glad it's on KDKA, so we'll have pre- and post-game on that one. It'll be interesting to see what happens. But I would have thought it would have been a primetime game, generally.
Limits, do you believe Mr. North from the league when he says, listen, we didn't make this schedule believing necessarily that Aaron Rodgers would be there? We don't know, just like anybody else. Do you believe that?
I don't. I don't think that the Jets would have been the first game if not. Now, I do understand that perspective, because if Rodgers is here, you would think that that's a Monday night football game or a Sunday night football game, one of those prime time type of matchups.
Yeah.
But I do think that the Packers at home, and I know Steelers-Packers is a really good game, it's been in prime time before, that also being Sunday night football and earlier on in the season in week 8, especially with how frugal Aaron Rodgers' body is now with injuries, having the Packers and Jets in the first half of the season, I think kind of makes them think at least they want to cover their behinds just in case that Aaron Rodgers does sign with the Steelers.
Limits disagrees, Bob. He says the league absolutely knows and thinks Aaron Rodgers will be here. Is that what you're saying,
well,
Limits?
Yeah, but if you listen to Art Rooney, he believes the same thing. At least he's hopeful of it. So, but I don't know that there's any clarity. I think Aaron Rodgers keeps this pretty much tight to the vest in his little dark space. And that's it. And probably the only person who knows is the cricket that's making a noise in that dark space when he's there all by himself for 4 days.
It's 4 nights of complete darkness.
Next, Limits, please. Six pack, open a beer. We're enjoying the schedule. Thank you, Limits. Warren Sharp, who's on top of this stuff all the time, Bob, talks about the Steelers' schedule again being absolutely brutal down the stretch, says it's not even close that the Steelers have the toughest schedule down the stretch this year again. Now, it's not condensed like it was last year, obviously.
And there's no bye week later in the year either.
Right, but you've got the Bills, you've got the Lions, you've got the Ravens twice. Sharp says not even close to the rest of the league. I think he said in the last 10 games that I think 8 of those teams are predicted to have winning records. What make you of that, Bob?
I totally agree. And we said so last night on our show that we did on KDK Plus, and Arthur Motes tends to agree with that. He was our guest last night. I think when you look at it, the second half of the season is at the Chargers. The Chargers are going to be a good team to start this thing. Then you go to Cincinnati, a non-playoff team from last year, but it's Cincinnati. You know, and they beat
it's
you
Cincinnati,
here at
right.
Cincinnati. Chicago in Soldier Field. Chicago is up and coming, and many people believe they're going to be a playoff team. Then Buffalo. Then you have two of the last 5 games against Baltimore, and sandwiched in between is a trip to Detroit, and you got Miami, which is, who knows, and Cleveland. So I think it's very difficult. It's not 3 games in 12 days. It's not all the elite teams sandwiched all together with no break, but it's still daunting, I think.
Here's what Sharp Football said. And remember, Bob, when the schedule, we were getting the little clues yesterday, I wondered, I said, this is shaping up like last year. They better make hay early. And even if they do, it might not be enough. He says the Steelers have the NFL's easiest schedule from weeks 1 to 6. But he says at the end, this is the way Warren Sharp phrases it, for the second straight year, the Steelers closed the season with the absolute toughest schedule by a mile. He said it's not even close. They'll play one team in 10 weeks, expected to finish with 8 or fewer wins, and that's the Browns. He says the difficulty of their schedule, weeks 11 to 18, is, quote, insane. And then he has a chart that goes along with it that shows. Now, we obviously don't know. His is more based on projections for this year than how teams were last year. But obviously the two are related. What do you make of that, Limits?
I agree with you guys. Like, the Dolphins game at home, I think, will be the easiest of all that stretch. In Chicago, Caleb Williams, offensive coach, is not going to be easy. I don't think they're going to win the Buffalo game. Cleveland in December is always hard, regardless of how bad Cleveland might be. That is always
a game.
They
seem to stumble there every time they get there recently.
They lost to
Dorian
DTR.
Thompson. Yeah, DTR and Jameis Winston.
Yes, they've lost games in Cleveland. They've had no business losing. The Lions game right before Christmas, they might need a Christmas miracle to pull off that one. The Ravens game at the end of the year, we'll see, but there are some games at the very end of this schedule, Lions, Bills, that I'm penciling in as an L just to begin with.
Yeah, man. So when you look at the first 6 weeks, on the other hand, he says...
Dan Orlovsky, by the way, on the first 6 weeks, says they could go 0-6.
And what? I think that's ridiculous.
It's insane.
He says, Sharp says it's the NFL's easiest schedule.
I don't think it's easy, but I think it's much more doable than the back part of it.
Well, he didn't say easiest, though. I mean, based on projections, you have the Jets.
The Jets are going to be a good team, I think. You don't think so?
No, I think the Steelers might lose the game, but it's all relative, Bob.
Right.
If you give me a choice to play all the 31 other teams, wouldn't the Jets be among your top eight picks?
I get it, but I think people think of the Jets as the Jets. They could be better. They got a good defense. Quentin Williams leads the way there. They have some playmakers on offense, and if Fields realizes his potential there at some point.
Right. No, I get it. But if you could pick your own schedule, you'd have the Jets on it, wouldn't you?
Yes.
So you have Jets, Seahawks, Patriots, Vikings, Browns, and Bengals. Those are your first six games. And by the way, the Bengals on that Thursday night really got screwed over. They play a late afternoon game the previous Sunday in Green Bay, Bob. The Steelers are at home. So that could be something to take advantage of. I say the Steelers need to go 4-2 at least in those first six to have a prayer this season, honestly.
It's very much like last year. They got off to a great...
said 0-6?
Yep.
Did you see
you
that
can look
limit?
That up.
I did. Yeah, he did. He did say that.
I just don't know what he's thinking at that point. I mean, sure. I mean...
Can you find that limit? What the hell is he talking about?
I don't know, but I mean, you have Seattle at home. It's a tough thing for them to go all the way across country. We've seen Seattle here before. On opening day.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
That's
a great
tough
opener
one
for the
And they
the
have a, they have Sam Darnold, who knows what he's going to be. They think he's a $100 million quarterback, but we saw some ghosts that came out of nowhere, the ghost of Darnold's past.
Joe, thanks to Crowley, we have it. This is from ESPN.
What a wonderful man. You interrupted Bob.
I'm sorry,
that's
Bob.
That's okay.
Thank you, Crowley.
Schedule for the Steelers, and imagine that Mason Rudolph is the quarterback.
Yeah, and
you feel like with what he's got around him, they would still do well there?
No.
No.
I think you're staring at 0-6 in the face.
0-6?
In the face.
Listen, I'm going to give away, I won't give away my exact record, but let's be honest here. There's going to be, like every Steelers season, massive ups and downs, wild entertainment, and we all know where this thing is headed. And I don't care if it's Mason Rudolph, Skylar Thompson, Aaron Rodgers, Duck Hodges,
Will Howard,
or Tom Brady in his prime, this thing is winding up somewhere near 8, 9, or 10 wins at the end. That's where we're headed. I don't exactly know how we're going to get there, Bob, but that's where we're headed. And I would suggest to the Steelers, if they want to keep the non-losing streak alive and make the playoffs again, they better go at least 4-2 in those first six.
Yeah, I think that's minimum. I think... You know, if they should go 5-1, it would be better. But the Minnesota game is intriguing because that's in Ireland. Everyone will be, you know, pro Steelers there, you think. But I don't know what to think of J.J. McCarthy. Week 4 of this season, he could still be trying to find his way. They have a very tough roster. They have a good roster on both sides of it. They're going to be a playoff team, but you could catch him at a good time early in the season.
I agree with that. And that brings me to my next little item, a limitless wonder. Thank you. Bob, our friend Benzie reported, and whenever I bring up Benzie, we all like to hear him off the top rope at the last news conference of the season, bringing up the fact that George Pickens, or at least the notion that George Pickens was late to the Christmas Day game. Do we have that limits?
Yeah, it's in here somewhere.
You put a lot of pressure on Austin.
Yeah,
you
should be
that.
Able to find that a lot quicker.
There
honestly,
is a lot of pressure you put on. He's like a maestro.
Forget it.
Back
the moment
there.
Has passed limits. Benzie says that 7 of the Steelers' opponents have either a new quarterback, a new coach, or both. I think that's a giant advantage, Bob.
Oh, so do the Steelers.
That's true.
So
Not a new coach.
Not a new coach, but they have new people. I mean, I look at overall rosters when I try to do this, you know, see what teams are going to be like, more than just the quarterback. I know that occupies a lot of our attention, but...
But you just mentioned it in relative to early in the season. They're going to get J.J. McCarthy. They're going to get a new quarterback in Seattle.
But they also
are going to get Justin Fields
in his
first game.
That went 14-3 with Sam Darnold as their quarterback, and nobody saw that coming. So that system and that team is
for
good.
For sure. But you just said it. If you're going to play some of these guys,
right,
get them early in the season before they're adjusted.
With. But I think they're good enough as a team to overcome some of that. But we'll see.
And by the way, 412-928-9370. You want to weigh in on any of this? Let's get to the division. That's the next question. Thank you, Limits. The first divisional game last year wasn't until week 11. By that point this year, the Steelers will have played both games against the Bengals and half of their division schedule.
Right.
The little quirk, I guess, if you want to call it that, is two of their last five games are against the Ravens, including a flex game to wind up the season. How do you like the divisional part of the schedule, Bob?
Well, I think it's better this way. You know, you have week 6, week 7, week 11, but then you have not just the two Ravens, but at Cleveland in between there. So you have three division games in the final 5 weeks. Two on the road.
Right.
So, you know, that will make it very interesting. And like the NFL likes to do, and they're smart for doing this, a lot of this drama is going to carry itself all the way into the end of December, maybe the first week of January.
Yeah, and I actually like the fact that the last game, for the Steelers' sake, is again against the Ravens, because I can pick out at least three times in recent history where the Ravens play their JV team in the final game, right?
Yes.
You had the Kenny Pickett, Najee Harris play.
You think they'll be in the same boat this year?
And they could always be with that quarterback. They could always have things
wrapped up. And Derrick Henry still running hard.
Right. This time the Steelers will hold him to 298 yards rushing, Bob, instead of 299. You had the Kenny Pickett game. The throw to Najee was against the JV team. You had Mason Rudolph to Deontay Johnson to clinch a playoff game. JV team, you had the year that RG3 played. Remember that?
Yeah, that goes way back, but yes.
In Baltimore, that
another
was another.
Game.
So
yeah.
There's been several. The trip to Cleveland is always tricky, but as far as playing divisional opponents, yes, of course, I'd rather have it spread throughout the year than have it bunched into, you know, basically a month. That was a joke last year, a month and a half.
Yeah, but it was not a joke for other teams who had the same exact three games in 12 days in that division, and those teams did well. So,
yeah,
you know, I still think ultimately you've got to pass out all these tests. However you want to look at it, from the beginning to the middle to the end, whatever's out there. And the Steelers like to say the schedule is a schedule. We don't worry about the schedule. Well, then you can't complain about it afterwards either then. I don't think any team should. You just deal with it, do the best you can. But I do think not having a bye week later is not good. I think I understand why.
That's the next question,
early.
Bob. Limits, crack one. Bob jumped the gun.
I can't read your brain. It's impossible. It's so good in there. I can't figure out where I am.
Do we have Art Rooney on the bye week, Limits? That comes early this year, Bob. You know, I think it's a good thing to get it after a trip to Ireland. I do. Would I prefer
one? Right, because
one
if you don't have one, you're going to have jet lag for
right.
3 days, and you're going to be, who knows, what the next game could be a loss.
Sure, I'd prefer one later in the season. But this sort of fits the general theme for me, is that while this is a brutal finish to the schedule, it's way better than last year. And I think, relatively speaking, it's a pretty good schedule for the Steelers. You agree? Including the bye week.
I mean, again, the back half of it is tough. I would have preferred... some of those games like Buffalo and Detroit maybe early in the year. Again, thinking that maybe it's easier to get them earlier. So as you get closer to playoff time, those guys are going to be primed to do their thing. And I think Buffalo's a dangerous team coming in here. It's a 425 game. We'll have it on KDKA. The Detroit game, we'll also have it 425. Those are teams that will be really going for either the top seed, because there's only one now, and that's the only bye you'll get.
So we're good on the bye week, though?
I mean, I'd rather have it later. But it is what it is, so you can't worry about it.
So if I gave you the choice,
I'd rather have it later.
Later bye week, or you have to play the week after.
Well, that's a risk.
Dublin.
That's a risk.
I'll take it the week after Dublin. How about you, Limits? You want to break the tie there?
I would rather have a later bye week as well, like right around week 10 or 11. This is what Art said on Steelers.com about the bye week.
You know, I've always preferred the bye week to be a little later in the season, but, you know, following that trip, it probably isn't a bad idea to have it then.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
That makes sense, again, because you're coming back and normally going that way, back this way, your body takes a couple of days to, and then the next week, I mean, if you know, bye, it could have been Cleveland. So you have a game in a division that you don't want to throw away necessarily. They went 3-3 against the division last year, 5-1 the year before. Those are key games you got to win if you can.
Yeah, although if we've learned nothing else, we've learned it ain't just about the division, because the Steelers have done pretty well overall there, but it's not like they're winning division titles, let alone playoff games. So I guess that comes to this question, Limits. Crack one, would you please? My God, I don't have a major complaint with this. Last year, I thought it was a joke. It was an absolute joke. And I realized that other teams had to go through it. You know what? It was a joke for them, too, to be playing whatever it was, 3 games in 11 days. It was just blatant disregard for people's health, people's bodies.
I still believe it's Hard Knocks related.
Might have been. But I do not have a major complaint with this schedule at all from the league that they were handed. How about
No, I don't either. I think it's spread out a little bit more than last year. Again, bye weeks are always going to be questioned, whether it's good to have it early or later. Who do you prefer? What do you think? The bottom line is they got the schedule. We knew the teams were, and it's just a matter of how they were going to be sprinkled throughout this season. So it's not as bad as last year, at least on paper, but it is still difficult as the year gets on.
Next question. Bob, we have two events, the 50th anniversary of the terrible towel, and also in the Green Bay game, we're going to get a look at some new throwback uniforms.
Yeah.
You like that?
I do, and they're new, and I think they're more contemporary.
Have you seen them?
No, but I think they're more contemporary, which is interesting. Should be, anyway.
How about the history of the terrible towel? Is that incredible
or
what?
It is incredible.
And, that Myron Cope invented that and what it's become?
And he tells a story that he was told he has to come up with something, you know, because they needed something to generate, and he didn't know what to do. So you know, towel waving and calling it terrible towel. And I remember him telling me once, did they agree with the name terrible? No, not at first. And it has a whole history there. So, yeah, but it's amazing what it's become and how many fan bases now have tried to do their own version of it.
It's one of the great success. Traditions in American sports
and you
history.
Can't disrespect it, that towel, too, when you see TJ Houshman, Zadas of the world do it and others.
Yeah,
sooner
Lendale
or later,
White,
that comes back to haunt him in some way, you know?
It sure does, and it's become one of the most identifiable traditions to a given team in all of sports history, and think of where there's a terrible towel, I think, on the top of Mount Everest, Bob.
Yeah.
They're
absolutely.
Everywhere.
Well, now the
everywhere
Dublin,
in
there's
the world.
A Dublin green package you can get. All these new ones that are green with the Steeler logo, the Irish logo, all the stuff on it. So
there was somebody that was waving a terrible towel when they unveiled the new Pope. Someone in
the
stands had a terrible towel.
That's all
towel.
You need to
That's
know.
That's all you need to know. Yep.
Which game would you pick for the terrible towel celebration, oh limitless wonder?
Ooh, that's a wonderful question.
Isn't it, Tom?
To me, it would have to be...
Baltimore?
The last game of the year? Well, I don't think they want to do that the last game of the year. So I would agree with that, but I think it has to be a division game. Maybe Cincinnati on November 16th.
Yeah, week 11. They can have TJ Husmanzada
right,
wiping his
feet.
Right,
they could do a video with TJ.
Who was the opponent when they broke out the terrible towel? Who was it?
I'm going to say the Houston Oilers.
You might be right about that. I think you're right. It was against the Baltimore Colts.
Okay.
1975 playoff game, December 27th. So maybe the Indianapolis Colts, Bob. How would you like that?
I wouldn't have
Wait,
to
is
say.
Wait, is that a home game?
Yeah,
it's a
home
game.
Game. But I wouldn't want that there. I'd want that.
Why?
Because I want a division game.
I want the game. Isn't it the same franchise? No, it's not. That was the Browns.
It's a different franchise.
Forget I even said it then.
Has the same name.
Then go with the Browns. How about that, Bob?
Yeah, I think anytime you can throw it in, well, Cincinnati, I said, because of Houshmandzadeh. I would throw
Limits,
that video.
Do you have a preference?
I would like to see it be that Cincinnati game, yeah. Also, it's later on in the year. I'd like to see it, a little bit of a build-up towards it, towards the middle or late of the year.
The question will be, who's going to do the terrible towel twirl prior to that game?
You.
No.
I think.
No. They're going to shoot. They have big names for this, I'm sure, coming in. Big, big names.
Lynn Swan will do it.
Joe Green.
Joe Green would be my choice.
Or Byron Cope's daughter, Elizabeth Cope, would be
Elizabeth
a great
Cope,
choice.
We just gave an award in her name at Point Park University. Very nice lady. And so, yeah, it'll be more than one person. It'll be a gang of them, I'm sure. So
that'll be great.
Yeah.
I think you should be involved, honestly, Bob, in that. What did you think of the preseason schedule for you? Where are you going?
Well, Jacksonville to start. We've done that before. The only good thing about that is there's a possibility to play TPC Sawgrass, Joe. You would like that.
Can I go on that trip with you, Bob?
Can I go too, Bob? Can we be your spotters?
I'll go in your luggage.
Can we be your statisticians?
You can be.
I'll be your spotter.
As long as I get approval for this and somebody's got to pay the freight, so I can't guarantee
that.
What
if I met you in Jacksonville the day before and we played?
Well, that could be good. You know how much it costs there, by the way? $900 per round. It's second only to Shadow Creek in Vegas.
So you're a treat and I'll play.
Oh, okay. That's how it goes, huh? See?
No, I would play there, Bob. I'll fly down and meet you and Charlie Batch. Is he doing the games with you?
Yes. So Jacksonville to start, you know, that's a hot place to go. They got the swimming pool. I never liked that place. But Tampa Bay will be the only home game, and that'll be on the 16th.
Yeah.
And then at Carolina, which I didn't think they'd do that again, but it's 5 days later, Carolina Panthers.
And you're excited
about that.
But I always,
what I say about preseason is that we get big ratings on that, and I think people want to see certain aspects of their roster in play.
For sure.
There are so many things. You remember last year when Russell Wilson got into the game, he was dealing with an injury, but he still got in a little bit, and then it's Justin Fields. I mean, there's always something to watch.
This year, as much as any, I mean, with the quarterback situation,
right.
Will Howard gets into the game, people are going to lose their minds.
Right.
Jack Sawyer gets into the game, the whole stadium's going to go crazy.
I think he's going to have like a preseason to remember. He's going to do things in the preseason that will make people call for him to get in a lot more during the regular season.
Next question, Bob. No holiday games. You happy or sad?
I love it. I love it. I know
so
people like
those
things.
It sounds like Art likes the no holiday games, too.
Those days are special to me and family. I'm sure everyone out there has a different opinion about this. But you know what I mean? Those are days that I love to just not go out of the house necessarily.
Yeah.
Stay there, bring people over, have fun, watch games.
Yeah,
but I had to work last year on that. It was a 12-hour day on Christmas Day, and I'm sure a lot of other people fell in. That's just not my idea of Christmas.
Plus, you can test out your Nutcracker bomb. Did you know Bob has one of those in his house limits?
I did hear
you.
We
went over that last year
at
holiday time?
Yep. Yes.
We also sang Mulsey the Snowman, didn't we, Bob?
We did. And I had a very interesting solo part of it.
Which is one of the great solos in fan history.
Don't you dare. Don't you dare bring that up again.
He just put it on a tee.
Let's think ahead to December, Bob. All the big games we're going to have this year. There's only 17 of them on the schedule. The Buffalo Bills are coming to town. Little Josh Allen action.
I can't believe you're going to do this
life one day.
Here it is, Bob.
There must have been some magic in that oversized hat they found. For when they placed it on his head,
Mousy danced around. Incredible, Bob. Mousy
the snowman.
Yeah, it was good. That's enough.
That was one take, too. We did it all with one take.
Yeah, it was. It's like Bob Dylan when he cut blood on the tracks, Bob, in New York City. One take on every song.
I think that Joe always cuts that short, Bob, because he's upset about how it ended. He doesn't want to hear the George McPhee ending instead of nine straight threes.
George McPhee.
Dan Miller
George
here.
George McPhee.
Dan Miller here hits us up on Twitter, says, the terrible towel curse is not true because last year Philadelphia Eagles stepped on the towel and they won the Super Bowl. Is that true? I don't remember.
I don't know.
Who stepped on it?
I mean, I'm sure there's been times when people have done things to the towel.
Come on, Dan. We're trying to celebrate what's become a big tradition. That's all.
But it has haunted some teams. You can ask TJ Ushmanzada about that.
I just don't
know
why. Or
Lendale White.
I would never, as a player, want to do something like that and then, you know, later find out I did something that may have triggered something else and hurt our own team. There's
no reason
to do it.
The football gods. Yes. Yeah. Bob, we're going to go through every single game. We're going to give our prediction. We're going to talk a little series history with these teams. It's very hard to make predictions right now. I get it, because the Steelers, well, they don't have a quarterback limits, at least not a declared starter. But I don't agree with Benzie on this, that it's foolhardy to go through the schedule now. I think it's fun. Maybe it is foolhardy, but it's also fun. And we're going to do it starting with the Justin Fields Bowl in game one. And we're going to start that next, aren't we, Limits?
Yes, we are. Lots of treats are prepared, Joe.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Bob, we're going to do a blind test where we pick each game individually, and then we're going to just add them up at the end. You're not going to keep a cumulative total. You're not going to know what record you're picking. You're just going to pick each game individually, assuming Aaron Rodgers is the quarterback, and therefore we'll come to our season predictions for the Steelers, okay?
Okay, but this is May. I may have a different opinion in July.
We all will, Bob. Okay. And we may have a different one if, let's say, I don't know, TJ Watt gets hurt. We probably have a different prediction. But it's all in good fun.
Okay, Joe.
And you're just the man I want to engage in it with. Limits, do you feel the same way about Bob?
I do. I hope that we can all be a nice, happy family partaking in this event.
Fan Hotline.
We need food and beverage to make that happen.
Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for 50 years.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
My Cohen Chicken debut went well. Did you think limits?
I liked it a lot. The jingle was great, and that's incredulous.
Bob, yeah. Did you like it?
I did. I thought it was very good. I thought there might be some background, you know, either musicians or, you know, singers back there helping you out, but it was a solo. It was an acapella. It was good.
Thank you. That's incredulous. The lilt in the voice, Bob, I think is the key there.
Reverberation.
Reverberation.
Yes.
Even a better word. Welcome to Pomp and Joe. It's the schedule show today. At the top of the hour, we're going to break it down game by game with the Steelers, starting with what should be a riveting affair against the Jets to open the season, the Justin Fields-Aaron Rodgers Bowl. You think Rodgers is going there on his own dime, Bob, like the last time he visited the facility there?
How about how that ended? He flew cross-country or whatever he was, only for them to tell him in like the first 2 minutes, we're moving on from you.
Exactly.
He was mad. Went back to the dark place, and I think it was an extended stay. It wasn't 4 days this time. I mean, he had some serious thinking to do.
Yeah.
And he's still there.
He still does. He still does have some serious thinking to do. So before we get to game by game, with the Steelers, let me give you some national storylines with the schedule and see what you guys think. The San Francisco 49ers have the easiest strength of schedule in the league. Last year, they had the hardest by the end, and they had an injury-plagued, horrific season. Bob, are the Niners set to bounce back in a big way this year?
I think no. I think the answer is they are kind of in a tough position. I think they like Brock Purdy, but they're going to be required to give him money that I don't think, you know, is probably worth it for him. He's a good quarterback. I wouldn't put him in the elite category. But I don't think they have the same weapons. I think they're trying to figure that all out. I think this may be a year where San Francisco becomes more of a 500 team or one game over 500, but not a serious contender.
Man, I think the schedule, and again, there's always going to be a couple teams that are better than we think and some that are worse. But I actually believe, by and large, you can make some predictions based on the schedule. Limits, this is still a talented team. I mean, we're talking about George Kittle, Christian McCaffrey, Brock Purdy, Brandon Ayuk, right? Trent Williams still plays there, doesn't he? Nick Bosa still play there? I think he does. Does Fred Warner? Come on! This is still a really talented team with an easy schedule. I think they do bounce back in a big way. I'm not saying win the Super Bowl, but with the easiest schedule in the league and still, I would say a top 10 roster talent-wise in the league, I think they're going to bounce back.
But it's depleted. They lost Hufanga. They lost Dre Greenlaw. Their offensive pieces like McCaffrey's been hurt. No more Debo. I question their wide receiver room. Ayuk off the ACL. I'm with Bob. I think they will take a step back and not be that good of a team this year.
A step back? They were horrible last year. What do you think? They're going to go 0-17?
No. What I mean by that is just I think they're going to be either third or fourth place in their division. I don't see them taking a huge step up. I don't.
Wow. You guys surprised me. Bengals staying close to home this year, Bob. And this can be, well, it's interesting. I was going to say this can be a big deal, but that would have been a sign that I have early onset Malzey disease because I don't know how this relates to winning. The Chargers will travel the most air miles in the league this year, 37,000. The Bengals are the only team under 10,000. They only have to travel 8,700 miles the whole year. No one else is even close to that figure. The Steelers are right around 15,000, which is a pretty good number. Most of the teams in the league have to travel more than them. What do you make of it all? How about the Bengals? They barely leave home, it seems like.
That should be an advantage. Wear and tear. It's a long season. And, you know, but I don't know how much you can actually put into that. You know, I'd like to do a study on how many teams who have won Super Bowls and how many miles they put on each and every year. Some of it you can't control. And with the onset of these international games, those numbers are oftentimes way higher just because of the one trip involved.
Well, the Vikings have a couple of international trips.
Yeah, but they're staying there. They're not going anywhere.
I know, and it also cuts down on one of their road games.
Right.
So that's not a bad deal maybe for them. New York Giants. And I'm looking at Jeff Howe's story at The Athletic. Their early gauntlet. The Giants have the most difficult strength of schedule in the league, and it starts right at the beginning. Bob, they open with road games in D.C., and then against the Fighting George Pickens. And those are the home openers for both the Cowboys and Commanders. And then they have to host the Chiefs and Chargers.
Yeah, that's tough.
I'll tell you what's going to happen there. They're going to start with Mr. Unlimited. They're going to lose. They might go 1-3 or 0-4. And then guess what that paves the way for and who it paves the way for, Bob?
Tommy DeVito.
Good one, Bob.
That was a good answer. Dr. Jackson Dart.
I know.
The doctor. Dr. D. That's what's going to happen there. And he's going to play early in the season. Thoughts on the Giants and that schedule and Jackson Dart? Because let's be honest, the Steelers passed on Sanders and Dart went four picks later. So those guys' careers are going to be measured in some way against what the Steelers are doing.
Totally. And if Jackson Dart has the kind of career that you think he can, a lot of teams are going to regret passing on him. So I don't know if he's going to play, you know, you say 1-3 start. If that happens, I think they'll have to monitor exactly how Russell Wilson plays in those games.
Yeah.
And if he's not the
reason.
I think
0-4. Yeah.
You think 0-4?
Yeah.
He may be decent in those games and not the reason they lose those games. So, but, you know, if you're them, you may say, well, we need to make a change, just like the Steelers did when they put Russell Wilson in place of Justin Fields. They may just do it arbitrarily. So, I don't know. I think Dart will play, but I don't think it'll be until later in the year.
50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Fan Pirates want to visit your teams in action. For our youth baseball softball showcase presented by Sheets, I should say. Parents and coaches, email us at usports@937thefan.com to register your 12 and under team, and the Fan might make a stop to your field. Again, brought to you by Sheets. Details at 937thefan.com, and also brought to you by Keystone Custom Apparel. A little quiz to see how much you fine gentlemen read up on the schedule release yesterday. No cheating limits. I know sometimes you like to peek at the computer.
Okay, nice
assumptions. Who has the most primetime games of any team in the league? Wrong.
I didn't look at that.
Philadelphia.
Wrong.
Oh.
The Chiefs with 7, Bob.
Philly
that's
6.
That's a number that I don't think anyone else has ever had.
I mean, that's incredible.
The schedule release part of the year, right? That's a lot of 7, including Christmas Day and Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that's crazy. Is that... I think that's a disadvantage.
I do, too. I think it's too many. And, again, talking to Arthur Motes last night on our schedule release program, he thinks, you know, players are such creatures of habit. We've seen it with all different – when you start getting these schedules that bounce all over the place, it does affect kind of the routine that they have.
I agree.
I don't know if that translates into wins or losses, but it doesn't make it easier.
I think this is the year, finally, and I'm not saying the Chiefs couldn't make a playoff run. They're going to make the playoffs. I think their string of AFC West titles and absolutely their string of getting to the AFC title game is going to be snapped this year. You guys agree with that? Limits?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I do too. I think that division is better. I think the AFC, and you know, Buffalo's been chomping at the bit here to be that team. But there are a lot of good teams that could take, even in their own division. I think the Chargers are going to be a better team than people think.
I
think
so this could be the year for them. Good last year.
Did you see the Chargers trolled the Steelers with their schedule release video?
Yeah, what did they do?
Wasn't that hilarious?
I didn't see that. What was that?
So the Chargers, every year, they put out their schedule release video as probably the best one out of anybody. And they did it Minecraft-themed this year. and basically built it to mock all their teams that they're playing. So the first one is there are two Steelers that are walking into the Flint and Steelers mine that there are two signs that say open always and absolutely no children allowed as they walk into this mine. Open always, I think, can be attested to George Pickens. The two guys go into this mine with two different carts. One sign on the left says contend. The sign on the right says rebuild, and they both get into the carts. Also, it says, warning, track ends in 9 feet, 8 inches to mock the Steelers going 9-8, or at least hovering around 9-8 all the time. There's another sign that says, we do not care at the end of the tracks for Mike Tomlin. And at the very end, both of the Steelers fall off the tracks into the mine with Aaron Rodgers watching over.
Who are they to mock anybody, Bob?
Well, that's what I said. My first thought was, okay, who's doing this? What about them?
Wow. At the other end of the scale, there's three teams with, count them, zero primetime games. Limits, can you name those teams?
Carolina.
Wrong.
The Cleve Brownies.
Yes.
The Tennessee Titans.
Yes.
And the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Wrong.
Now,
Carolina?
Does London count?
Bob, can you name the third team? It's the Browns, Tennessee, and who?
Carolina.
Wrong. Wrong. Come on, you name them. They stink.
Oh, the Saints.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about them.
They stink. And the teams with one primetime game are Colts, Panthers, Jags, and Jets. All right, the Steelers have four such games so far. That could change. Let's go week by week.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.